Happy Tuesday morning. Welcome back to Your Care, Our Mission. This is our weekly interview with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and this week we are talking with Courtney Palmer, who is the Director of Cardiopulmonary over at the hospital. And, you know, with February being Heart Month, she has a lot to talk to us about that. So, good morning, Courtney. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Nate. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Let's start going through some of this stuff here. You've got some stats and you've got some information related to Heart Month, which is the entire month of February, which starts tomorrow. So let's talk about that.
That's right. So like you said, Wednesday marks the beginning of Heart Month 2023. The most notable day is Friday the 3rd, and that's Wear Red Day, really just to bring greater attention to heart disease as a leading cause of death for Americans. Actually, 1 in 3 deaths are still the result of cardiovascular disease in the United States, and about 141,000 people in Iowa have coronary artery disease. So that means at any given moment, that 141,000 people in the state are walking around with a risk of suffering a heart attack. I'm here today to say that that's a really big problem, and this is why most of these cases are actually preventable, and a lot of them are a result of lifestyle choices and just habits. We're pretty fresh into the new year. Nate, did you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
I did. I had about a notebook page full of them.
So Google told me that 38% of the people in U.S. make New Year's resolutions. I actually thought that was kind of low, but only 10% of people end up keeping them. So what if instead of making a resolution, we developed a new healthy behavior? It takes about 2 months for people to make a new behavior automatic. I am really focusing on self-care this year for myself and for my patients. And we hear this term everywhere, right? It's on the news, it's in social media, and it's a positive word, but it's very broad. So I thought we would break it down today. Self-care is based on 4 key pillars. The first one being nutrition, the second one being sleep hygiene, the third one being social support, and the fourth one is actually physical activity. And I've outlined some examples of heart-healthy self-care. So the first one is probably the most obvious one and the top of a lot of people's New Year's resolutions is to get a daily dose of physical activity. A second idea would be to cook meals low in sodium and unhealthy fats. The third one, take your medications as prescribed and keep your medical appointments. The fourth one is an easy one for me, sleep. 7 to 8 hours at night, and that's good sleep. That's not 8 hours of tossing and turning restlessness. Next one is manage stress, and then last, try to reach a healthy weight. So out at the hospital, we are often very reactive in our care. We're treating patients with acute conditions in the ER or in inpatient care, or we're helping patients recover in cardiac rehab and physical therapy. But it's important to remember that the hospital can also help you achieve your heart-healthy self-care habits. So I thought we'd go back through those examples of heart-healthy self-care, and I'll try to give you some examples. You still with me, Nate?
I'm still with you.
Okay. Taking notes?
I am. Yep.
Okay. So number one, get a daily dose of physical activity. That one can seem tricky this time of year. We have our awesome rec center, which is a great option. We also have cardiac and pulmonary rehab out at the hospital if you qualify. And we have a team of therapists in our rehab hub to help you function at maximum capacity if you have some limitations or any injuries. Number two, cook meals low in sodium and unhealthy fat. So I visited with our dietitian, Amanda Toole. She is an excellent resource that can help you with weight management, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, just to name a few. She has a ton of expertise. She also has several awesome articles posted on the hospital website with cooking tips and tricks and recipes, and they're realistic. Head out to HumboldtHospital.org if you want to check those out. The third one seems simple, but you would be surprised how many people struggle. Take your medicine and keep your appointments. We cannot come home with you and make you do these things. But if you do have a question or concern, say something to your provider. If your diabetes medicine are confusing the heck out of you, show up to your appointments with your questions, write them down, bring them with you. Do the test that your physicians order. A lot of people will get a standard lab, EKG, chest x-ray. Our team out here at the hospital is known for just really quickly and efficiently getting outpatients in and out and about their day. So don't put it off. Just get it done. We can get you in and out of here very, very quickly. The fourth one is sleep. 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Are you a good sleeper, Nate?
I'm getting better. You know, back in college, maybe not so much, but it's I've hit the straight and narrow now.
Yeah, I have just come to the conclusion that I need my sleep. And it's imperative, and it's actually really important for your health, too. So I don't know about you, but if you tend to toss and turn, if you snore, if you wake up tired, if you fall asleep easily throughout the day, you might consider asking your physician if you might be struggling with sleep apnea. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of that, but if they suspect you do, we can help you here. We do in-home sleep testing and we do in-lab sleep testing here at the hospital. So reach out to your provider. They will take you through the proper steps, and if you qualify, they'll reach out to us, and my team here at the hospital will help you with that. The fifth one is managing your stress. That's easier said than done, isn't it? We need it, and we all have it, but everyone's stress level and their capacity for managing stress is different. People have trauma, they have heartache, they have depression, they have seasonal depression this time of year, and the Mental Health and Wellness Center at the hospital is there for you to utilize, support your emotional and mental well-being. And our new addition, I'm understanding, is very close to being done, and it's going to be beautiful, and it's very private. And then last but not least, number six, reaching a healthy weight. This really is done with a combination of the diet, the exercise, and the sleep. So I hope, you know, having this conversation maybe sparked an idea in a few of your listeners this morning, big or small. I think consciously working toward heart-healthy self-care will make a difference, not only in the new year, but in all of your years to come.
Absolutely. Well, Courtney, thank you for joining us this morning and sharing all of your extensive knowledge on the cardiopulmonary field there. And hopefully people can take the recommendations that you kind of sent out this morning and they can take their health into their own hands and fall back on you guys, need be.
Absolutely. We're here to help however we can.
Perfect. Well, if you want to re-listen to this episode, you can check this out on our website, 977thebolt.com. Hey, Courtney, thank you once again for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Nate. Have a great week.